Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Mike.
Hi guys. All right, so we use a lot of electronics nowadays, and I think sometimes it's actually really difficult to use.
Oh, sometimes those wonderful machines that normally make our lives very easy and interesting, sometimes they have problems. They break. They have things that are not working correctly, not working right, and we have to get them fixed. And that can drive me crazy.
And sometimes you have to go like maybe a day or up to a whole week without that item. So it's kind of like, ugh. And your life kind of depends on that too sometimes.
It's true, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like when you have no power in your house. Yeah. And you think, oh, I'll watch TV. Oh, I can't. I'll play a kid. Oh, I can't. When your phone breaks or when you can't get into your email or on your computer, you realize how many things in your life are going to be difficult now because you don't have problems. But luckily, there are people out there who can help you, right? There are people who can fix things for you. Or maybe if you call the company where you bought the thing, someone on the phone or on the internet can help you in that way. So we're going to be checking out today what to do when you have problems with the things you buy. We'll be looking at customer service. So let's check out our article.
Giving instructions. Hello. Thank you for calling AMC Phones. This is Tiffany speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a problem I have with my new AMC smartphone.
Okay, sir. What seems to be the issue?
I can't figure out how to put any songs on it. How do I download an MP3 file?
Downloading music to your phone is actually simple. So let's go through the process step by step.
Sure, thank you.
First, use your computer to search for some music you like on a website.
Okay, I can do that easily. And then?
Then, click on any songs you want to download and save them to your computer.
I'm saving a song right now. So far, so good.
Great. Next, connect your smartphone to your computer with a USB cable.
Okay, I'm connected.
Last but not least, find the MP3 files on your computer, then drag and drop them onto the phone.
I see now. They're starting to transfer over to my phone. Wow, I didn't realize how easy it is.
Yes, it's quite pain-free. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
No, that's the only question I had. Thank you so much.
No problem. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too.
Word power.
File. Lindsay created a new file on the computer for her art project. Lindsay created a new file on the computer for her art project. Process. The process of making good cheese can take a year. The process of making good cheese can take a year. Website. Jeremy started a website for his t-shirt company. Jeremy started a website for his t-shirt company. Save. Saved. Nick likes to save music and movies onto his smartphone. Nick likes to save music and movies onto his smartphone. Cable. cable. You should keep all those cables away from water. You should keep all those cables away from water. Realize, 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 realized, realized. The teacher realized how talented Carol is during the singing show. The teacher realized how talented Carol is during the singing show.
All right, so our article begins. The person on the phone, ooh, is named Tiffany.
Yeah, hey. What a coincidence.
Wow, interesting that. Yes, Tiffany on the phone says, hello, thank you for calling AMC Phones. This is Tiffany speaking. How may I help you? This is the kind of normal way someone working at a company will answer a phone, right? They say the name of the company, they say their name, and then they say, how can I help you, or how may I help you?
It's good manners,
too. It's good manners, that's right.
All right, so next in the article, the customer says, yes, I'm calling about a problem I have with my new AMC smartphone. Mm. So yeah, here we go again with our electronics and our modern day technology.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, you love it because it's so convenient. You know, it works well. It helps your life. It makes your life easier. But then sometimes it just breaks and you can't really take, I know, a hammer and a nail to fix it. You sometimes really have to just call someone for help.
You can fix it with a hammer and a nail, but a few times I've been tempted to just use the hammer.
And just,
oh, God, this stupid phone! But, of course, that's not a good idea. Mm-hmm. You'll just have to buy another one. It's a good idea to call and get it fixed. Notice, though, these are AMC phones,
right,
which will break. HTC phones made in Taiwan never break. They're perfect. They're wonderful. But that AMC phone, wait, is there a real AMC phone company?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think we'll have to
That's
check.
That's probably good because they break, apparently.
Right.
Anyway, so Tiffany says, okay, right? Tiffany now understands the problem. You're having a problem with your phone. But she needs more information. She says, okay, sir, what seems to be the issue? Okay, the issue, you could also say the problem. All right, so what is wrong with your phone? What doesn't work?
Okay, so the customer says, I can't figure out how to put any songs on it.
Oh.
How do I download an MP3 file?
Oh, okay. Well, this is good news because the phone isn't broken. It's just the customer doesn't know how to use the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. MP3 files, that's how we listen to music, right?
Right. And they're always on the computer, so it's a little bit different.
Getting them from the computer into the phone.
And it's kind of difficult if
you're
not
maybe
familiar.
The customer is an older person, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes older people do. Oh, I don't understand this. Yeah.
Right. So here we see our word pair word file. Mm. It's a noun and it means it's a collection of information you store on a computer.
Mm.
So usually on the computer, you have a file name, and at the end, you have these kind of strange languages or symbols. Like, for example, you'll see a .jpg.
JPEG.
Or, yes, or a .doc.
Doc.
Very good. And a .mp3, of course, is for music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all of these are short for something. For example, like Mike mentioned, .doc means a document.
Mm-hmm, so it'll be writing of some kind, right?
Right?
A JPG or JPEG is often a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, MP3, that will be a music file. But they're all files. They're little programs that the computer uses to make things happen, right?
Right.
You can't listen to the song if the computer can't find the file. You can't look at the picture if the computer can't find your JPEG file. Do we have a sentence filed away?
I think so.
Great.
The sentence is, Lindsay created a new file on the computer for her art project.
I bet it was called Art Project 1. That was
dot
the
something.
Name. Dot JPEG or something,
yes.
Right.
So Lindsay created a new file on the computer for her art project.
Yeah, so files basically are what your computer uses to do things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back to the article. Tiffany is now explaining to the customer how to get the MP3 files into the phone. Downloading music, she says, to your phone is actually simple. So let's go through the process step by step, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing something that takes a few steps, you're talking about a process, okay? Something really simple like pouring water, well, it's a simple process. You get a glass, you get some water, you do that. When it gets full, you stop. Okay, it's a simple process, but you don't just look at it and make it happen by magic. You have to do a few things one after the other. Mm-hmm. If you get the glass, turn it upside down, and then pour the water over here, that process won't get you a glass of water. You have to do the process in the right way. So it's a way of doing something, basically. P-R-O-C-E-S-S. P-R-O-C-E-S-S. Our word power sentence, the process of making good cheese can take a year. Mm-hmm. The process of making good cheese can take a year. It's a very long process. Not a complicated, but it takes a long time.
All right. Next, the customer says, sure, thank you.
All right, good.
Okay, and then Tiffany then says, first, use your computer to search for some music you like on a website.
Okay.
Yeah, so the customer service lady, which is, I guess, me, teaches the customer how to download music on his phone.
Yeah.
We're doing this step by step. So she's explaining the first step is to look for some music, okay? Then the next one is to search on websites. Mm-hmm. But you have to be really careful because downloading music or movies now is considered illegal.
Yeah, that's right. If you're paying for it on, you know, something like iTunes, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But if you're just stealing them from somewhere, that can get you in trouble. So be careful of the website that you use. What exactly is a website?
All right, so website, W-E-B-S-I-T-E, is a noun and it means a place on the internet, kind of like a page you see in a book where you can look for specific information. For example, you can look at a website for a clothing company to buy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can look at a government website to look for information about maybe applying for visas or learning how to pay tax.
Right. They have websites for all sorts of stuff, for sports, music, news, entertainment, all that good stuff. Even websites for example sentences.
Yeah, exactly. And here's our example sentence. It is, Jeremy started a website for his t-shirt company.
I don't think they have websites for example sentences. I think they have websites for dictionaries.
Oh, there is.
And you might have an example sentence there. All right, let's get back to the article. So the customer is learning this process step by step. The customer says, okay, I can do that easily. Searching for music on the websites, on the internet, no problem. That's step one. And then, all right, so what's step two? And then what do I do is what the customer is asking. Tiffany says, then click on any songs you want to download and save them to your computer. All right, yes, if you're going to keep information in your computer, it's important. You don't want to lose it or look for it again. Then you will save it, okay? We save things that are important, that we want to keep, that we don't want to throw away. So you save your money. You might save pictures from a really happy day. You might save old books from school. You don't want to throw them away. You don't want to sell them or give them to people. You want to keep them, so you save them. You keep them in a safe place. All right, for example, we could say Nick likes to save music and movies onto his smartphone. Nick likes to save music and movies onto his smartphone because then he can watch them or listen to the music anytime he wants. They're saved. They're right there.
Anytime, anywhere. Mm. All right, so next in the article, the customer says, I'm saving a song right now.
Good.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. He then says, everything is going correctly for the customer now, and that's why he says, so far, up until this point, everything is good.
That's a great expression. So if you're doing something that's continuing, but up to now you're having no problems, you can say, so far, so good. Right?
Right.
I haven't had any problems yet, but it's not over yet. All right, back to the article. Tiffany is helping. She says, great. Next, connect your smartphone to your computer with a USB cable.
Ah.
That's right. You have to join them together so that your phone can, like, shake hands and talk to your computer. Doing that, of course, you don't just put them together and go! Well, that doesn't really work. Well, maybe, but not normally. Cables are what you need. A cable is basically a wire. It's the kind of thing that you can plug into your TV that when you connect a TV to a DVD player, say, you have to have some kind of wire that sends the signal from one piece of machinery to the other, from one place to another using cables. We send power through cables.
Right.
We send phone messages through cables, pictures and music all around the world through these special wires called cables.
Right.
All right. C-A-B-L-E. C-A-B-L-E. What's our example sentence?
All right, so our example sentence is, you should keep all those cables away from water.
Mm.
You should keep all those cables away from water, because remember, if you put water on electricity, then,
it's a fire, it's dangerous,
yes.
People can get hurt.
You can die from it,
too. So keep cables away from water. Very good,
right.
Very good tip.
All right, so next the article says, the customer's like, okay, I'm connected. So they connected the smartphone to the computer, and it's just a confirmation saying that, yes, these two things kind of hooked up, and now they're sending signals to each
other. They're able to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiffany says, last but not least, find the MP3 files on your computer, the ones you saved from the internet, then drag and drop them onto the phone. All right. Last but not least, this is a great expression to use at the end of a process to kind of say, all right, this is the last step, but it's also important. Just because it's last doesn't mean you can forget about it. You should still do that final thing. And of course, in this case, if he doesn't do it, he still won't be able to listen to the music.
That's right.
Find the files from the computer, drag and drop. That's sort of when you hold down the button on the computer and actually pull something across the computer screen to put it into another box or file or another place.
Mm-hmm.
That is telling the computer to move things, to save things from one place and put them in the other, and then it should be okay.
Right. Okay, so the customer then says, I see now, they're starting to transfer over to my phone.
Oh yeah, it takes a little time.
Yes. So he says, wow, I didn't realize how easy it is. So yeah, it's pretty simple. To transfer means, of course, to move one thing from one place to another. So these files are moving from the computer to this customer's phone.
Okay.
Okay, we also have a word power word here. Realize, okay, R-E-A-L-I-Z-E. It's a verb and it means to understand or be aware of something that is happening. Okay, so he realized that, it's actually not so difficult.
Ah.
Okay, I understand it's not that difficult now.
Okay?
So our sample sentence is, the teacher realized how talented Carol is during the singing show. The teacher realized how talented Carol is during the singing show.
That's a noise you make when you realize things,
it's
right?
Like, surprise.
Yeah, that might be a bad thing. I forgot my money. That's a bad kind of realizing, there you understand. All right, well, Tiffany says, yes, it's quite pain-free, okay? Pain-free. Now, of course, this isn't hurting him doing this thing. We say something's pain-free when we're kind of saying it's easy. It's not difficult. It won't give you trouble or a headache or make you crazy. It's easy. It's pain-free. And then she says, is there anything else I can help you with today, sir? So she's being a good customer service person. She's saying, I fixed one problem. Do you have any more problems?
And the customer says, no, that's the only question I had. Thank you so much.
All right. Tiffany says, no problem. I hope you have a wonderful day.
And then he replies, thanks. You too.
I have to say, Tiffany, you handled that customer really well.
That's a professional.
Yeah,
you know.
If you're looking for a customer service person, talk to her. She's great. He sounded happy. You fixed his problem. It didn't take a long time. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. We'll be back after the break. All right, so customer service people can often help you out with problems. One thing, though, is you have to sometimes be patient, right?
Right.
Because when you call those numbers, sometimes they're very busy. So you have to wait on the phone. I think a lot of places now you can write an email, right? Like I know I've had some problems with some computer software. And you write, and it might take them about 24 hours to write back. But
it's so fast.
And every time I've done it, they help me. They were able to fix it. So customer service is there to help you out when you need it.
All right, so that's all for today. We hope you enjoyed the article. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Could we do something we both like instead?
Could we do something we both like instead?
Hello, everyone. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。我是 Buffy。好快哦，一年又要过去了，真的是岁月催人老哎。不知道大家跨年有什么计划呢？ 是参加派对，还是在家收看跨年烟火转播。其实每年到这个时候啊，我都有点困扰，因为我跟我的好朋友兴趣不同，每次讨论要怎么跨年都讨论超久的。他想要去现场看烟火，我想要在家开派对，讲来讲去呢，我只好说 Could we do something we both like instead? 能不能改做我们都有兴趣或喜欢的事啊？结果你猜怎么样呢？我们就去看电影跨年啦，也相当不错啊。句子中的 something 是代名词，表示某事的意思，而 could 是 can 的过去式，它的语气呢叫 can 委婉。如果你要别人帮忙，就可以说 Could you help me? Could you help me? Instead 是替代的意思。 Could we do something we both like instead? 能不能改做我们都有兴趣或者是喜欢的事呢？要学起来哦。如果有双方意见坚持不下的时候，这句话就能派上用场了。好啦，最后希望大家新年快乐，也希望大家在新的年度继续支持 A Plus 小聚会。我要去拟定我的新年愿望了，赶快复习一下今天的句子吧。 Happy New Year everyone, and A Plus 小聚会 See you next time.
Could we do something we both like instead?
Could we do something we both like instead?
Giving instructions. Hello. Thank you for calling AMC Phones. This is Tiffany speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a problem I have with my new AMC smartphone.
Okay, sir.What seems to be the issue?
I can't figure out how to put any songs on it. How do I download an MP3 file?
Downloading music to your phone is actually simple. So let's go through the process step by step.
Sure, thank you.
First, use your computer to search for some music you like on a website.
Okay, I can do that easily. And then?
Then, click on any songs you want to download and save them to your computer.
I'm saving a song right now. So far, so good.
Great. Next, connect your smartphone to your computer with a USB cable.
Okay, I'm connected.
Last but not least,Find the MP3 files on your computer, then drag and drop them onto the phone.
I see now. They're starting to transfer over to my phone. Wow, I didn't realize how easy it is.
Yes, it's quite pain-free. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
No, that's the only question I had. Thank you so much.
No problem. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too.
File. Lindsay created a new file on the computer for her art project. Lindsay created a new file on the computer for her art project. Process. The process of making good cheese can take a year. The process of making good cheese can take a year. Website. Jeremy started a website for his t-shirt company. Jeremy started a website for his t-shirt company. Save. Saved. Nick likes to save music and movies onto his smartphone.Nick likes to save music and movies onto his smartphone. Cable. You should keep all those cables away from water. You should keep all those cables away from water. Realized. The teacher realized how talented Carol is during the singing show. The teacher realized how talented Carol is during the singing show.